Blasting out coast to coast and border to border on rural radio and hometown radio stations, it's time for America's Hot Barn Report with Monty J.
With every tick of the clock, we get closer and closer to the BFR, a clever acronym for the Big Fall Run across the Great Northern Beef Belt. Pastures are full of grass for the most part. Calves are packing on weight and ready for weaning in feed bunks full of corn. For once, a light at the end of the tunnel is not a train for ranchers and farmer feeders. We did have a little speed bump last Friday when feeders tip limit down on the board. Word on the street, and in the back pins is a bogus social media video from Oklahoma that mistakenly identified blowfly larvae for the dreaded screwworm started the one-day panic attack. That being said, gentle listener, do not believe all the stuff you see on social media, except ours. And my advice is to keep it locked to this great American radio station for all your ag news. So there.
Very cosmopolitan.
Speaking of which, yesterday at the Board of Trade, front month live cattle at a 275 closing at 235.82. October contracts plus 292 at 229.02. Meanwhile, back in ranch and farmer feeder country, Stockman's Livestock had a pin. A 1,300-pound steer sizzle at 260, 30 cents higher than the board. 1,440-pound black heifers sold to the highest bidder for 259.50. As we always say, it pays to go the live auction way. 6,000 head of feeders coming to town for a Hot Barn Report Top Cattle Buyer Buckle Barbecue Sale in Yankton, South Dakota. Watch it burn at CattleUSA.com or be in the seats. Augie feeders, 515 green Tuesday, hitting 345.47. September contracts hit 346.25, a bump of 565. Nice run of them North Country feeders today at Tri-County Stockyards in Motley, Minnesota. I'm headed that way momentarily. A lot of 6 to 7 weight red and blacks on that shindig. Hope to see you folks in the Wadena and Alexandria area for the Douglas County Fair. And if anyone wants to take me walleye fishing, we'll be buddies for life. I'll buy the root beer to boot. Couple thousand head of red, white, and blacks through the ring at Platte Livestock Market today. Here's 300 head of black steers and heifers from 750 to 850 from Bubba Vandenhoke. What do you know? A Dutch redneck. Unheard of. That was a joke, by the way. There's a ton of them. Regular Wednesday sale underway at Ogallala Livestock Market in Nebraska, and the Big Cattle Country Oregon Trail Classic video auction will wrap up today at Torrington Livestock on CattleUSA.com or Gearing, Nebraska. Monty James, northbound and down for America's Hot Barn Report.
Brought to you by North Platte Stockyards, Stockman's Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platte Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Mole Ridge Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Beef Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. Purple Wave Auction has partnered with Tri-Green Equipment to bring you exceptional ag machinery in their August 20th auction. This partnership means quality John Deere equipment you can trust, all selling at absolute no reserve prices. Need tractors, implements, or harvest equipment? Purple Wave's transparent process lets you connect directly with sellers before you bid. It's the perfect partnership. Tri-Green's premier equipment and Purple Wave's nationwide reach. Don't miss these Tri-Green assets on August 20th. Visit purplewave.com today. Purple Wave Auction, straight, simple, sold.